We wanted to wrap our Earth Week coverage with more information about a state environmental law that's been called historic by the National Resources Defense Council. The Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act has goals of slashing emissions and making leaps forward in alternative energy. WAER's Chris Bolt spoke with Cornell Professor Bob Howarth, who's on a task force to implement the ambitious climate change law.
We can't do it simply by going 100% renewable electricity, because that alone will not reduce our greenhouse gas emissions enough. We need to tackle the challenges of transportation, and the challenge that I think is perhaps foremost there is heating, commercial building heating and home heating. You know, a lot of the greenhouse gas emissions from the state are for heating. We're not going to get close to that 40% target in 10 years without starting to tackling the heating issue.
Speaking about heating, which also includes efficiency of buildings and even retrofitting of efficiency in everything down to homes, it seems very unlikely that the average homeowner or even existing business would really radically change their heating method. Are there ways to do that, or are we talking about construction limits or new construction rules that say, you know, you can't do gas heat, oil heat, et cetera?
Well, I mean, certainly starting with new construction is the easier lift. I personally think we should put a halt on using fossil fuels in heating any new construction, homes or commercial. The technologies are there. High efficiency heat pumps are incredible technologies. And of course, we can build well-insulated homes. The economics even make sense. You know, it's actually is no more expensive to heat a new home with a heat pump than it is with a gas furnace. It's simply different people paying it. The average cost of tying in a new home to that gas line is $30,000 per home. It's part of the rate that they eventually pay off. For that $30,000, you could have instead put in a high efficiency heat pump. You just need to think about how we're going to finance that. But from a societal standpoint, it is crazy to allow any new construction to be heated with fossil fuels.
Quick question about transportation. It seemed like there was almost more momentum toward hybrids, plug-in hybrids, even all electric cars 2-3 years ago. It almost seems that's like retrenched a little. I don't know if that has something to do with the White House or gas just stayed cheap, so our big cars, you know, and SUVs are fine.
Yeah, I mean, electrification is the key. We need to electrify cars. We need to electrify trucks, including maybe we're talking hydrogen fuel there with fuel cells. We need to electrify our train systems as well. Again, the technologies are there, and these are cost effective. I've driven an electric car for 8 years now. It's cost effective. Once you throw in the fact that there's almost no maintenance cost, you know, get a new windshield wiper every now and then and rotate the tires, the fuel cost is a lot cheaper, and the initial cost is not substantially more. So these technologies are affordable now. They're only going to get less.
Do you feel like on this issue specifically, public opinion, which is inching in this direction, is ever going to be enough, or do more and more of these things have to be legislated or incentivized, or what's the way to try to take some pretty larger leaps?
I think public opinion is in the right place. People realize that climate change is real. They might not, on average, realize quite what an imminent threat it is. Significant damage already from unusual weather events, and that's only going to get worse over the coming decades. But the bigger issue is that people don't realize that we have the technical fixes for, you know, heat pump technology is well developed. It's out there. It works. It is cost effective. They don't entirely understand that. As you say, the CLCPA is law. It's been passed. And so we have the legal mandate. It's up to NYSERDA and the DEC, as well as the Climate Action Council, to develop the mechanisms which will incentivize it and make it happen.
Cornell's Bob Howarth, ecology and environmental biology professor, is on the council to help implement the law. More details are on our website, WAER.org.